You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with a tale of two numbers, one of which you have surely seen or heard by this point, the other of which perhaps not. Number one is 7.9%. That is the February year-on-year headline consumer price index. Inflation, as you know, the highest it's been since Ronald Reagan was in his first term. We have gone over, I do believe, the fundamental causes these past several months: supply, demand, energy, cars. We know the why of this thing, is what I'm saying. What's becoming more clear the longer inflation lasts are the effects, which is where number two comes in. 5.1%, that's the increase in private sector average hourly wages last month over February 2021. And you do the math on this, just doesn't add up, right? Prices up 7.9%, paychecks up 5.1%. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra gets us going with that gap.
Barrett Yue is a manager at a coffee shop in Boston, and she recently got a promotion and pay bump from $14.75 to $15.75 an hour.
It's definitely on the stingy side.
Considering the cost of everything, groceries.
Like, rent is outrageously high. A really crappy bedroom in a house that's like falling apart in Boston can easily be like over $1,000 plus like utilities. And it just like goes up every year.
Yeah, wages have been rising, but not nearly enough to keep up with the cost of an apartment and a lot of other things. Josh Bivens is a research director at the Economic Policy Institute.
Before the Ukraine invasion, I thought in 2022, we were probably going to see wages start to go ahead of inflation, because I thought inflation was going to relent quite a bit through the year. And that's probably been delayed pretty considerably.
Sometimes companies don't raise wages to keep up with inflation because they can't afford to. Their prices are going up too. And sometimes they just don't want to, unless it's absolutely necessary. Luis Castro is a chemist in Houston, Texas, and his company recently offered him a promotion and a 7% raise from $28 to $30 an hour.
So I mentioned to them that if inflation was up by like 7%, then I didn't feel like there was much of a raise at all.
He also showed them the offers he was getting on LinkedIn.
I just opened my phone and showed them, look, these are the emails. If you don't offer me what I'm asking for, basically, I mean, I literally can just email someone and probably walk out today with a new job.
His employer matched his other offers and then some, bringing his wages to $36 an hour, an almost 29% increase. But he says it was probably the other offers that persuaded them, not the fact that everything is getting more expensive. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
After the weekend freakout that sent prices above $130 a barrel, crude oil has calmed down a little bit the past couple days, $110 or so a barrel now. Gas, though, still high. I would tell you what it is today, but honestly, it's going up so fast, might be out of date by the time you hear this. One sector, though, that could actually benefit: public transit. City buses and trains have seen huge drops in ridership during the pandemic, and even with some people headed back to the office, the American Public Transit Association says demand for transit is still just 62% of what it was in the before times. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
The main thing that got Peter Robison out of his car was the hundreds of dollars he spent on parking in downtown Nashville. Now he takes the bus.
Last year, I finally really made the full switch over.
With gas prices so high, he's feeling pretty good about that decision.
I don't want to say the word smug, but I'm very much insulated from the rise in prices.
Public transit could soon see more riders like Robison, says Chandra Bhatt, who studies travel behavior at the UT Austin School of Engineering.
When we want to try to move people from driving alone to transit use, car use disincentives tend to work better.
Disincentives like $4 a gallon gas. A few big city transit systems, including DC's Metro and San Francisco's BART, have already seen slight increases in ridership since the beginning of March. Bobby Cisneros with Albuquerque's transit department says this is an opportunity to entice riders who got used to driving more during the pandemic.
In the current situation that we're in with gas prices rising, you know, we get out and we want to remind folks that there's ways to save money. One of those ways is to jump on our bus.
And he says the city is locked into a fuel purchasing contract through the end of June. So for now, at least, it's not paying out the nose to fuel up its buses. But not everyone has the option of turning to public transit, says Yona Freemark with the Urban Institute.
The majority of Americans live in places where transit access is really poor.
He says these high fuel prices won't last forever, but the issues they raise will keep coming up.
And so we need to give people reliable public transportation options.
Freemark says low-income Americans and folks living outside of major cities feel it the most when transportation costs are high. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.